Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to continue sharing with you on the subject of having a right mental attitude. We've seen several principles so far. We need to realize that we are believers and all things are possible to him that believeth. We're believers and we're not doubters. We know that God is for us, and who can be against us? We keep that attitude before us at all times. We know that he's freely given us all things and the promises of God, and that he has begun a good work in us, and we're confident of that work. We are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, and we're not about to cast away our confidence in the Lord. We trust in him. We know that we're born of God. We overcome the world through our faith, as we have the faith of God through being born again. We know we can speak to the mountain, command it to be removed. We can believe we receive the promises of God. And we're not about to fear or be discouraged. We're not going to give place to the devil, because we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know the Lord is the strength of our life, and he is going to cause us to overcome, because we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We cast all of our care upon him, and we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens and enables us. Because of that, we continually rejoice in the Lord at all times. And we always think on good things of a good report and take our thoughts captive. We always take aim at the things that are not seen in the realm of the Spirit, because we walk in the Spirit. And we know that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. We know that God's given us power and authority over all of the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We know that it's our enemy that goes about seeking whom he may devour, and we resist him steadfast in the faith, because we fight the good fight of faith. We lay hold on eternal life. And praise God, we know that as we war a good warfare, we are entering into the victory that he has brought for us. Praise God. We know that we've got to be sure that we're sowing the right thing. God said he's not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. Whatever we sow, if we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap corruption. If we sow to the Spirit, we're going to reap life everlasting. And we will not be weary in well-doing, but we'll be consistent in doing God's Word. This right mental attitude is so important for you in your life. And we know the fact that God's faithful. He is a faithful God to perform his word in your life. He is so faithful that he will establish you. He will keep you from evil. And whenever temptation comes, and if you're overtaken by a temptation, he'll show you the way of escape. And you'll be able to come out from under that. These are the principles we've shared so far. And these are extremely important for you to have it in you at all times in your life, so you have a right mental attitude to overcome. We're going to continue today and talk about, in Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 17, about the God kind of faith and how it works, and having a right mental attitude of the things that are important to do in order to be walking by faith and overcoming. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, the Bible says this, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, I, and before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he'd promised he was able also to perform." These principles are very important, and we're going to go through these. First of all, we need to have the right mental attitude that I am going to speak forth God's word. And as the Bible says in Romans 4:17, I'm going to call those things which be not as though they were. Now, it's an important thing that we need to realize here. If you study out this in the Greek, you'll find that the tense of the verb, where it says be not, and then it says were, it appears in the King James, that it changes tense from the present tense of be not to the past tense of were. But if you look it up in the Greek, you will find that it is the same verb, and it really is saying, call those things that are not being as being. It does not change the tense in the Greek. It says, call those things that are not being as being. One translation says, call those things that are not happening as happening. The fact is, what we do when we are speaking forth in faith, we're going to speak forth and declare what God is doing for us now, declaring what He is doing for us now, even though it doesn't look like He's doing it for us now. You see, the speaking of the Word is what releases Him to bring these things to pass. We call those things that are not happening right now in our life as happening. See, that speaking forth that it is happening is the release of our faith that puts God into operation in our life. And this is very important. Now, in verse 18, the Bible says, against hope, we believed in hope. Hope means a confident expectancy. It's the Greek word elpizo. And against any confident expectancy, because of the natural state of things with him being old and the deadness of Sarah's womb, he believed in the confident expectancy. And this is the attitude you've got to get. You've got to get a right mental attitude. I am going to believe in the confident expectancy that God's Word is going to come to pass in my life. He believed that he'd become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. He had a promise. And you have promises in the Word of God, and God wants you to have a right mental attitude that I'm going to hold fast to this hope which comes from the Word, and the Word that brings hope. You need to believe in that confident expectancy that he's going to bring it to pass. Remember that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Our faith is what we release in order to bring the hope from the Word of God into being. Hope does not mean wishful thinking like some people think. It means a confident expectancy in the Greek. And so this is important. You have to maintain the promise of God before you at all times. Then in verse 19 he says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. We don't want to be weak in faith. We want to be strong in faith. And if you are weak in faith, that would be one who considers the natural realm. Don't consider the circumstances, what things look like, the way they seem, or what's going on in the natural physical realm or the state of things naturally. He said he's not going to consider the state of things naturally, and he's not going to even consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He's going to consider the promise of God, and this is what you've got to learn to do. A right mental attitude is going to always keep your eyes on the Word of God, and you're not going to let yourself get weak in faith. Instead, you are going to become strong in faith. And he goes on and he says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Don't ever let any unbelief or doubt come into you. He did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Don't let that doubt get into you. Don't let yourself be double-minded. Remember, if you're double-minded, you cannot take hold of the promise of God. That means you're unstable in all of your ways. The Bible says, let not that man think that he can take hold of anything. But instead, what did he do? He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. We give glory and praise to God for bringing that promise of God to pass in our life. And this is so important, that you're going to be strong in faith. And another ingredient of being strong in faith, not only giving glory to God, but it says he was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. What he has promised, we must be fully persuaded about it. We're not going to be moved by circumstances. We're not going to be moved by what we see, what we feel, what seems to go along around in the natural. But instead, we're going to be strong in faith, and we're fully persuaded that what God's promised, he is able to perform, and he's going to bring it to pass. So if you are going to have a right mental attitude in the area of faith, you're going to be calling those things that are not happening as happening as you speak forth the Word of God, declaring what God is doing for you now. I learned a principle a long time ago that the right mental attitude of how to release faith is declaring what God is doing for you now. You are speaking into being what God's promise is, and in speaking that into being, you are releasing him to bring that promise into pass in your life. And against hope, we believe in hope, and we will not consider the natural. We will not doubt or stagger at the promise of God. We give glory to God, and we are fully persuaded that what he's promised, he is able to perform in our life. Now, in Numbers chapter 13, we see another situation that's important for us to maintain a right mental attitude, because when we come to possess our promises, we see that there's enemies out there. Remember when they went in to possess the land, and they found that the land was a land that was flowing with milk and honey, and they found the fruit of it? But then they said the negatives. They said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell on the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. What they saw, they were moved by what they saw. It goes on and down there, and Caleb said he stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. See, you're more than a conqueror, and in Christ you're well able to overcome every situation that comes against you. But the people that went with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Well, how did they know that they were stronger than them? They hadn't even had contact with them. They just saw them. They were believing lies from the enemy. It says they brought up an evil report of the land which they searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we've gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw, notice saw, moved by the senses in it, are men of a great stature. And there we saw, there's that saw again, the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. That tells you something. In our own sight, we were as grasshoppers. The way you see yourself is very important. If you see yourself as not able to overcome a problem, you'll never overcome it. You need to see who you are in Christ. You need to realize the fact that you are more than a conqueror, and that He will give you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given you the weapons of warfare that are mighty through God that will pull down every stronghold. You have power and authority over the enemy. It doesn't matter what enemies are out there, what giants are out there. You can overcome them. But they believed a lie. They were moved by what they saw. And they said, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. So they saw themselves as not able to overcome. You must cast that lying thought down. You can overcome whatever situation comes against you. And then they even said another lie. And it said, and so we were in their sight. Well, how did they know what they were thinking? They believed that the enemy thought that they were as grasshoppers as well. So we were in their sight. They believed that the enemy thought that they were grasshoppers and that they couldn't do anything against them. Well, that's a lie. And if you believe that the devil is stronger than you and that you can't overcome that problem, you're never going to overcome it. If you believe that that sickness and disease is stronger than the enemy, you're never going to overcome it. Get a right mental attitude and think on what God's Word says, and then you're going to overcome. Speak the Word, believe the Word, and watch Him bring it to pass in your life. We'll see you next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.